Guys, it's that time again to do another podcast. I made a name change. I changed it to the Ross Hyatt Presents KetoCast. And that idea, the KetoCast idea, was brought to my attention by one of my good buddies, Justin Smith, from back in Indiana. So I really appreciate the advice on that. I want you guys to keep giving me advice on things I should be doing. Look, to be completely honest with you, and you guys can probably tell, I suck at podcasting. And I suck at, it's not for me, really, particularly. I don't feel like I'm particularly built for it. Now, I've gotten better since episode one, and I think I'm going to continually getting better, but I'm not going to be Howard Stern, or I'm not going to be Joe Rogan, or Gary Vee. I'm just doing this for fun, kind of. I'm basically just doing this podcast to document my journey through the keto lifestyle, but just to, have this to show where I was 30 years from now. When I, have grandkids or just kids, it's going to be cool to look back. I think it would be so cool for our grandparents if we could go back and we could look at their life and see what they were going through at that time. And there's not really, there's a random ass picture every now and then that you can find of your grandparents usually, but there's not much actual, like video footage, voice footage, whatever it is, there's just not much there to document. So anyways, that's why I'm doing this whole podcast thing. I know I don't put them out very often. It's probably been like 2 weeks almost since I put out my last one. And the last couple ones have been super, super useful. At least, I feel like they have been from my perspective. Maybe you didn't get any use out of them, and I apologize for that. But I'll try doing the best I can. Today, what I wanted to talk about, it's obviously going to be about keto. That's what this podcast is about. But I want to talk about just making whatever you do a lifestyle. So, if it's your business, if it's a diet, if it's a new job that you want to just get really, really good at, you need to make it all you think about. You need to make it your total lifestyle. So for me, I've spent the last, I would say 3 hours today. This morning when I woke up, I spent about the first 3 hours of my day just on Instagram. And I love doing that, spending my time on Instagram, connecting with people. I'll look at people. It's mainly to get new followers, but at the same time, I learn a lot from just people that live around that lifestyle. So I'll type in like a keto hashtag, or I'll type in like a goodie beat, somebody that does keto and has a bunch of followers. He has like 45,000 followers. So, and then I'll go to those followers and just click on their profiles, go through, like some of their pictures, follow them. If they have some good content, I'll message them. And I do that for like 3 or 4 hours a day a lot of times. And the thing that I notice about probably 75%, or at least the ones that are successful, that have lost 50, 60, 70 pounds, they just make it, literally on their personal pages, they make every single post about what, just what they're about, like what they're doing. It's all keto, it's all fitness, it's all, at least the stuff that I'm looking at. If I go to a business page and try marketing my business, so I just started a company called Stretch Minds Media, and we are a social media advertising agency. So we work with businesses and we help grow their social media following. We help build them, their social media platforms up and just, make it look professional, put out professional posts, videos, help optimize their website, build their websites for them. So if I'm trying to build more of a business-based audience on my profile, I'm going to look up something different. I'm going to look up maybe like a Gary Vee hashtag, or, go to Gary Vee's, or maybe Tony Robbins or Grant Cardone or Ty Lopez, and click on their followers and just dig in and, really try pulling, just connecting with people, man. We have so much opportunity to talk to people we could never talk to before. And it's even like with the big shots, like the Gary Vee's and the Grant Cardone's and Tony Robbins. I mean, you have the opportunity to message those people directly now. Now, most likely you're not going to get through, but you still got your shot. You still got your at bat for that to at least try. And so that's why I spend so much time, because it's just building brand. I mean, it's getting, even if it's small portions, if I spend 3 hours a day and connect with 100 people, that's a lot of people. I mean, that's, if I do that every single day, 7 days a week, that's 700 people, 365 days a year. That's 365,000 people. Sorry, I can't do math in my head, especially on a podcast. But anyways, so where's I going with that? So yeah, so lifestyle. So whatever you do, you know, whether it's a keto diet, whether it's diet, fitness, whatever, I believe that you just need to surround yourself, for one, with the people that are doing it, because the people you hang around with are so crucial when it comes to that. Number two is just make it your lifestyle. You know, post about it. Make that the type of information you consume on the internet. You know, for me, like when I scroll through my Facebook, Facebook already knows, you know, they know what you like, what you're into and stuff. They know from the type of people that I connect with and just the type of content I look at, what I'm into. So all I see on my feed is on Instagram and Facebook is just about a low carb diet, which really helps. And, you know, Facebook, I think helps a lot of people with that, but you got to be surrounding yourself. You know, if I always surrounded myself around, explicit drugs, and that was what my friends were into, and that was my interest, Facebook would probably be showing me some weird ass shit. And so you really just gotta, watch, you know, who you surround yourself with. And just try being a part of the community. So next, going all in on yourself. This is something, you know, I've especially been with me talking to so many people here lately. This is something that's super important that you have to do. And you know, whatever it is your goals are, I think anybody. You know, I just always relate back to weight loss and diet just because that's what this podcast is about. You know, this can relate to a million different things. But I think anybody that's overweight, I think wants to lose weight. I don't think there's big people that just love being big. I really don't. I think deep down, somewhere deep down in them, they might say they don't care or that they love food too much and they don't give a shit. But I think deep down somewhere that they do, they're kind of self-conscious. And I might be wrong. You know, this is just speculation. But I do feel that way. And I feel like you just have to, you know, whatever it is you want, whatever your insecurities are, you have to face those. And you just have to go all in on trying to improve yourself every single day, because you just don't want to look back in 30 years and, you know, then it's too late. Or it might not be too late, but then it's going to be twice as hard to be able to do it. I mean, you want to just face the demon, you know, right in the face. Luckily for me, okay, so a little bit of my past, I was a drug addict. I was overweight. So I was 18 years old. I was addicted to pain pills, coke. I tried heroin. I was in a super bad place. I was full-blown addicted. But at the same time, I understood in the back of my mind how young I was. And I understood, luckily for me, and this doesn't happen for most people, so that's why I try pulling people through as much as I can. But luckily for me, something just clicked. Something clicked, and I knew I had to, you know, start changing my ways, start improving my life. You know, I knew that I wasn't going to be going anywhere. I was in that place for about a year, literally didn't go anywhere but backwards. And I knew that in the long term, in a 5 to 10 year window, it was either going to lead to keep going backwards and really dig myself a hole or death. I mean, that's basically the two options for that. So luckily at a very young age, I hit complete rock bottom, and I've had about 5 rock bottoms in my life, and each one have been lower than the next. And I honestly don't know if that was my rock bottom at that point yet. You know, I had many after that. After I got clean, I went through a long time of trying to figure myself out, and I still am. But I'm doing it in a lot better mindset now. But when I was trying to figure myself out, I went through a super depressed stage, and I was just in a bad place, guys. I was in a bad place financially. I was in a bad place mentally. I was in a bad place physically. I was in a bad place. I was overweight. And until I just decided that this isn't working for me, and things changed when I started consuming different information. You know, when I wasn't hanging around friends that were negative, when I wasn't just around that, I cut everybody out of my life. Literally, during a certain point, I cut everybody out of my life except for family. And even some family, honestly. And I was just kind of in my own head. Where's I going with this? Once I started consuming, you know, like content of successful people, that really gave me a different perspective on how lucky I am. Like, I'm a white male in America. Like, I'm part of the luckiest group of people in the world. Like, that is a big advantage. And for people to complain about that, like, for people to look at that and not think they're just blessed, like, no matter what you come up with, if you're a white male in America, you shouldn't be complaining about anything. And so I had to just change. I mean, I literally did a complete 180 in my life, started consuming different information. I just went all in on myself and focused on bettering me, instead of just looking at anybody else. You know, I didn't consume anybody. I really even kind of cut off social media as far as, the consuming side of it. I was still posting, but I cut off social media. I went super in my own zone with working out. I started getting into fitness again. I was still eating bad, but I got into fitness, and that's what kind of was the catalyst that catapulted me into trying to eat healthier. And then once I felt how much better I was, I realized that I was just unhealthy. And whether it was a mental unhealthy or it was a physical unhealthy, I was just super unhealthy. And so, I mean, the moral to this story, guys, is whatever your demons were, those were my demons. My demon was depression. My demons was it was drugs. It was low self-confidence. It was unhealthy eating. It was obesity. It was a lot of things. And I just had to face those. I'll say today, I can't think of just straight up demons I have. I know those things are still in they're behind me, but I mean, they could catch up if I let them. We'll have to stay kind of on my toes and really just focus on staying on track. So going all in on yourself is a super big thing. And it's something that's so crucial to bettering your life and becoming happy. The last thing I want to talk about is, so I kind of went over going all in on yourself, lifestyle, you know, keeping it, making sure that, you know, when you do something, to make it just all about just everything in your life. Just, you know, if you're going to do diet, just make the diet part of your life, part of your daily process. The next thing is keeping it simple. I made some meal plans for people. And I sent them some meal plans. And I usually don't make meal plans just because I don't meal plan myself. I might meal prep for the week, but I don't really think about it. And I keep it super simple when I do meal prep. But I sent them some meal plans, and they complained about there wasn't enough options. And there was only like maybe 3 or 4 different dishes. And at least for me personally, and I think honestly a lot of people don't know how to cook that good. So I try keeping it as simple as I can. But for me personally, I find it way easier, especially starting any kind of new diet, to just go as simple as possible with it. Because if I sent you a meal plan that was so complex, every single meal was something completely different, and you were just having to, it became a burden. It became, it didn't become easy. You want to keep it as easy as possible when you first start, as easy and effective. And so when I make meal plans, or when I do start a new diet, or when I start a new workout routine, I just try keeping it as simple and easy as possible at first. And then once I get used to it the first couple weeks, then I'll start adding some new things in. Then I'll start changing some things up and figuring out what works for me, what doesn't work for me. You know, I'll be honest, when I first got started, from the first week I started keto until now is 100% different. It's the same probably macros, but the type of stuff I eat, the way I eat, the timing I eat has all changed because I've just grown along the way. I've learned it. You know, I spend a lot of time researching it. And honestly, you know, if you do want a meal plan and you're complaining about it's too simple, then Google it. I mean, Google is a search engine. You can search for whatever you want. Like, you can literally find anything. If you want to have a more complex meal plan, look it up. Look at some recipes. I try keeping it as simple for them as possible because I think that's what's going to work best for them. And that's what I explain to people. But that's what it is, though, guys. That's what it is. I'm done. I'm all for here. I just wanted to update you guys. Sorry it took so long to put another podcast. I know you guys might not care. Some of you guys might care. I honestly don't even keep track with how many people listen to this. I know last time I did check was a few weeks ago, and it was like almost at the 200. So that's cool. But I hope you guys do get some value out of this. I really want to know what you guys – I'm going to start including questions in the podcast that you guys ask. So even the people that DM me with just simple questions for me privately, I'm not going to put them on blast, but I'll put the questions on blast just to be able to hopefully provide you guys more value and just give you guys a little bit more context as far as what I'm up to. So I hope you guys have a really good day. I know I'm going to. It's still pretty early today, so I'm about to go to the gym here soon. But my name's Ross. This is the KetoCast podcast, and this is episode 8. Episode 8, maybe. Yeah, that sounds right. Episode 8. Don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but I'll let you guys. I'm going to post this on my in my bio on Instagram. And when the next one comes out, make sure to check it out. Check it out. I'm going to try doing a super informational one, this next one. So I'll see you guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.